I was sailing for 3 days, I headed for England just to make a swinging scene. When my raft got blown up, torpedoed by an Eskimo submarine. I swam for 3 days, I swam for 3 nights, I finally rested upon a log. When I bumped head on into a queasy fish who was lost upon the fog, I told him my hard luck story, and of the raft I was the skipper. He says, hop aboard, I'm gonna take it to shore on the friendly dolphin flipper. Well, friendship really threw me, and I all couldn't be so fine. Every time I thought about it, nearly blew my mind. It wasn't about 3 days of traveling time. I handed him a $5 bill. He replied, man, what's this for? I said, I'm awful sorry, man, I wish I could have paid you more. He said, it's quite alright, I understand, we've fish been underpaid before. I don't need your $5 bill, man, and I know just where it's been. Can't you see I'm a fish man? I don't need another fin. Just then I rolled off his back, and I swam 300 feet to land. When I saw him wig about his fin, he did that because I did not have a hand. Well, I was kind of shook at the whole scene. I didn't really know where it was at, but 30 natives was chasing me, and I did not fancy that. So I ran up the side of a mountain, and I rested beneath a tree. When I woke up, Rip Van Winkle, who smiled and said, hi on me. I asked him where the phone was, and it really was true. He said, yes, the phone just around the corner, it's red, white and blue. Well, just then he shook my hand, I started running for his life. Then I heard him say as he left me that he had a nagging wife. Shimmied up the side of a coconut tree to use the payphone. When I discovered I dialed the wrong number and my only dime was gone. So I decided it was about time to move on, and I climbed down from the tree. But there were 30 natives and they were down on the bottom, all looking up at me. They told me I should come on down, because they just want to use the phone. And if I came down in a hurry, they were gonna help me find my home. So like a fool, I believe them, then I came down from the tree. And really, St. Peter, that's exactly what happened to me.
That's all, man.